Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Current. Redefine your banking with Current, the future of personal finance. Manage your money smarter, faster, and on the go. No hidden fees, instant transaction alerts, and savings goals you can actually achieve. I've been using Current for years, and they're a great institution. If you'd like to get $50 by signing up to Current, please follow the link in the show notes. Join Current today and experience banking that keeps up with you. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden.
Tesla is continuing its severe layoffs, now into the fourth week, affecting multiple departments within the company. Employees from software, services, and engineering divisions have been dismissed, with the layoffs being initially reported by Electric and Business Insider. And reports surfaced of affected workers sharing their layoffs on professional networks like LinkedIn. Recent job cuts were executed over the recent weekend and early Monday, according to affected employees. However, the exact number of affected employees remains undisclosed. And Business Insider said that at least 7 employees had announced their layoffs on Sunday alone. Now, these layoffs are part of a broader reduction effort that began last month, where Tesla initially aimed to reduce its global workforce by 10%, totaling 14,000 employees from its 140,000-strong workforce. Now, this significant cut included high-level positions, notably Tesla's head of EV charging, Rebecca Tinucci, and her entire team of 500 people. Now, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has articulated a need for a significant reorganization of the company every 5 years. In a company-wide email, Musk emphasized the necessity of the layoffs, stating that employees working under executives who do not meet the standards of excellence, necessity, and trustworthiness would be dismissed. And Musk's motivation for the layoffs appeared to be influenced by financial concerns, as he privately expressed a desire to reduce the company's workforce by 20%, mirroring a decline in quarterly vehicle deliveries. Now, Tesla's financial health is showing strain with a 55% decrease in profits year over year amid falling sales. And the company faces increasing competition in key markets such as the US and China, and a global decrease in demand for electric vehicles. And despite the company's challenges in vehicle sales, Musk is pivoting Tesla's focus towards autonomous vehicles. He's promised the release of a fully autonomous robotaxi later this year, signaling a shift in company strategy away from the low-priced $25,000 budget EV. Now, following the dismissal of more than 10% of Tesla's workforce, the company has further reduced its employee base, including the termination of senior executives and veterans, such as the entire supercharger team. Now, Tesla began this round of layoffs by eliminating multiple teams at the Gigafactory in Texas and reducing production shifts, which included firing significant executives connected to vital projects. And among those layoffs were key personnel such as Drew Baglino, former VP of Powertrain and Energy Engineering, and Rohan Patel, head of Policy and Business Development, signifying a major shakeup within the company's leadership. And news of these layoffs was first brought to light through internal communications, confirmed by reports in The Information, which highlighted the impending exit of Rebecca Tinucci and nearly her entire team of 500 people. Now, Tinucci, who had played a crucial role in expanding Tesla's supercharger network and in negotiating the adoption of the North American Charging Standard, the NACS, was recognized as a significant figure in this industry. Her departure suggests a potential shift in Tesla's approach to its charging infrastructure strategy. Tesla plans to continue some construction on new superchargers, although the overall strategy appears to be scaling back, even as the demand for faster charging solutions is increasing. Another significant layoff was that of Daniel Ho, director of vehicle programs, indicating potential issues within the team responsible for new product initiatives at a time when Tesla anticipates a slowdown in sales growth pending the release of new vehicle models. These layoffs occur against the backdrop of an industry-wide trend where tech companies are reducing their workforces despite relatively high profits. And Tesla's decision to cut jobs follows similar moves by other tech giants, reflecting a cautious or possibly reactive approach to market conditions. Now, some people like to criticize the dismantling of the supercharger team. The people over at Electric, and I definitely enjoy their work over there, and they said that it was a poor strategic move, given the current industry dynamics and recent milestones achieved by the team under Tannucci's leadership. And right now, I would have to agree with them. You can tell that everybody's going towards the next plug system, and I don't know why they would scale down their charging team if other companies are going to start using next, unless they have something already lined up where they can manufacture them cheaper, or they can have a different team do installations or cover the groundwork for other companies like Ford and other large manufacturers. I'm not sure why they laid off the whole team. Maybe there's going to be a huge restructuring and they're going to make the team a little bit more lightweight, but I don't know why they would fire the head executive of that team. That's a weird strategy.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, it's a very important to think about the people that have been laid off. And if there's going to be 20,000 people being laid off, where are those people going to go? Are they going to other tech companies or are they going to go to other vehicle companies? We'll see some really talented people possibly go to competitors of Tesla. And that's okay. We need the competition. Tesla needs the competition. They've been in the forefront of electric vehicles for ever, and they could use some definite competition to kind of push them around a little bit, because they're the big dog and they need some people to show them that they're not the best, even though currently they are. So competition breeds excellence, and we're going to see some new people in new roles in probably some old companies, and it's going to be a very hectic and very great time for the next few years for the EV market. And the broader impact of these layoffs on company morale is profound. Think about it. If 14,000 people get laid off, that's a huge chunk of the workforce. You never know who's going to be next. And, you know, they're facing uncertainty about their job security. The atmosphere is exacerbated by the timing of these layoffs, which coincides with a proposed significant payout to Tesla's CEO. Elon was supposed to get tens of billions of dollars due to his work that he's done with Tesla. And since he's making so much money, I'm sure there's some people that wonder why he could let so many people go and not just give them a little chunk of that and keep them around. But I guess that's not how you make a successful auto and AI company like Tesla. Now, the ongoing Tesla layoffs might not yet be concluded, though. There could be some more, as there's speculation about further reductions, and the uncertain environment suggests more challenges ahead for the company as it continues to navigate significant internal restructuring and external market pressures.
Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.